Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, and thank you for joining us at the Cruzy Sisters International Internet Radio Show. Joining me today is my sister and co-host, image consultant, and spa owner, Debbie, and our local girlfriend's Bible teacher and sister in Christ, Tammy Salt. I'm Mrs. U.S. 2002 life coach and youth pastor, Tammy Cruzy. May you be inspired, uplifted, and reminded that you are worth more than diamonds. Now with some special music by our creative audio producer, Tammy Moe. Sandra Wilkinson, our floor director, will now connect you live to our studio audience just north of Seattle, Washington, at the group we call Girlfriends.
Tripping down the sidewalk, looking like a fool with a pocket full of questions. I was living in a worry, moving in a hurry, in the wrong direction. But then suddenly it hit me, it doesn't really matter cause I got you with me. And I think I don't have to be so down, 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 down. I should be happy. I should be happy, yeah, yeah. I should be stuck his foot out and I tripped on the same lie. That voice screaming into my head, pushing me to play dead, saying don't you even try. But how can I claim to be free when I carry more chains than the world when they see me? And I don't want to be the fool who stays down, 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 down. I should be happy. I should be happy, yeah, yeah. I should be
will be doing the discussion point. So let's open in prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can gather here today and express our love and adornment for you, Lord Jesus. I ask that you guide us in what to say and how to absorb, and we thank you for this time. Amen.
Amen.
Winning words. Anybody with a raise of hand read this chapter? Oh, right on.
What chapter are we on?
Chapter 10, Winning Words.
Oh, I've got glasses.
All right, so you've heard it many, many times that you are what you think, you are what you eat, you are what you say. Well, as our author says, if you are what you think, then you are what you say. Which anybody that has had anybody in cancer treatment is a really good example of how the best treatment for cancer is mind, body, and soul. Mind, because positive thinking is going to get you a better outcome. It just is. You can think yourself into illness. You can think yourself into circumstances. You can also think your way out of them. Proverbs 18:21 says, "The tongue has the power of life and death." This is literally true. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Anybody ever been told something or called something and it cut like a knife?
Yep.
Anybody ever been told something that made you feel like you were walking on a cloud?
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how just a spoken word can so sincerely affect you in either a positive or negative way. Positive language is a happiness trigger, winning words. Trigger positive emotions and chemicals in the brain that cause you to feel happier and stronger. There are several ways to use your words to boost your happiness. I list them here, and then we'll discuss each one a bit more. Number one, speak in the affirmation, in the affirmative. That's better. Number two, surround yourself with positive words. Number three, shorten your sob story. And when I read this, the two people that came to my mind were Layla and Deborah, because Deborah, more than anything, is constantly telling me, don't go there. Just stop right here. This happened. Go on to the positive part of it.
That's it, Deborah.
She's an angel. Deborah Matson. She is. So I'm learning how to do that. And it's a new process. I was just saying how we're on number three, shorten your sob story, and I said that you're one of the people in my life that tell me, stop it here and move on to the positive part of that. And so I've really been learning on this. Number four, write about your best possible future self in present tense. Number five, receive positive words. Receive positive words. It's very, very hard for women to receive positive words, especially women that have, or men, that have been in any kind of an abusive relationship, because you lose your self-image and you lose your self-worth. And
by the way, almost 300 pounds.
And you forget that you're of such value, that you're worth more than diamonds and gold. Number six, use words to bounce back. From the fruit of their lips, people are filled with good things. Proverbs 12:14. Say these statements aloud, slowly and intentionally with me. I will say it, and then I ask you to repeat it with me. I can do it.
I can do it.
And I want you to say it with meaning. My dream is possible.
My dream is possible.
I am happy about, and don't fill in the blank, but do it in your mind.
I am happy about.
God loves me.
God loves me.
I am loved and lovable.
I am loved and lovable.
I am grateful for.
I am grateful for.
What about the other one? I am blessed.
I apologize. I skipped one. I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I have gifts and talents that make the world a better place.
I have gifts and talents that make the world a better place.
I like who I am becoming.
I like who I am becoming.
Now, I'm going to tell you honestly, if you do not like who you are becoming, you need to reevaluate who you're with and who you're spending your time with and how you're filling your head and your spirit. What emotions did you feel after stating those words? Are the emotions positive? Did you feel invigorated in a sense? Like, you know what? I'm buying into at least some of that. Researchers in France concluded that using positive sentence structures send messages to the brain that produce positive results. For example, if you say, yes, I can do it, while trying to grip an object, you grip it with greater force. But if you say, I will not fail at this, you're basically saying the same thing. However, you don't get the same effect. The key to speaking an affirmation in the affirmative is to structure your sentence in terms of outcome you want rather than the outcome you do not want. Mm-hmm. I've heard people, and I've been really good at saying this, people, you know, I'll say something negative, this is sometime back, and people say, well, be positive. Well, I'm positive that's going to happen. You know, and that's exactly what this is talking about. You know, the way you phrase it, have you ever heard it's not what you say, how you say it? Mm-hmm. Same kind of process. Rather than I don't want to be sad, you say, I want to be happy. Rather than talking in terms of what you are against, talk about what you are for. What do you think of when you see the statement, I'm tired of fighting with my kids? You likely envision exactly what the words in the statement invoke, someone fighting with their kids. But what do you think when you hear, I want a home environment that is peaceful? Mm-hmm. Most likely, you picture a peaceful environment. Use your words to invoke positive things of what you want to manifest. Speak in the affirmative. Surround yourself with positive words. Does everybody have their book turned to 161, those of you who have it? If not, can you snuggle up next to somebody so they can look on with you? On the bottom of page 161, the top of 162, are two columns. On the right are negative. On the left are positive. I want you to first read down the column of negative in your mind quietly. I'm going to read them aloud here for the radio. No. Hate, poverty, war, fight, disgust, stupid, depressed, ugly, and evil. What do those words make you feel inside, just saying them or seeing them? There's a negativeness. There's a sadness, and there's this darkness that comes over. Now I'm going to read the positive words on the left-hand side. Yes, love, abundance, blessing, beautiful, strong, happy, excited, cheerful, and laughter. Even reading them out loud, I can hear a difference in the tone of my voice. Mm-hmm. When I'm reading the negative words, as I'm going down, and I really truly wasn't trying to change the inflection of my voice intentionally, but as you're going down those negative words, you start getting angrier, and you're starting to feel a passion, but not a good passion. Where on the same side, on the good, as I'm reading it, I'm starting to feel myself smile, and you hear it. The same thing happens when you read words around you, and this is why she says to surround yourself by good words. You know, we've oftentimes in class, I've had you write phrases and memory verses and different things up to hang in your mirror or on your car or someplace where you see it regularly to give yourself that boost of love and support that you need to know that you are not just worthy, but you are an amazing woman worthy of more than you've ever received, and God wants to give that to you. But we need to learn how to receive that. That's a hard thing for us to do because we are so negative on ourselves. But no more. We're not going to be like that anymore. We're going to be those positive, open wells waiting to be filled with God's love. And that comes from all of those around us, our friends, our family, strangers. Shorten your sob story. I was saying earlier, Debbie Madsen is the one who has got me on this roll. One way you can sabotage your happiness is by over-talking the negative events in your life. I believe I was telling my testimony, a short testimony one time, and Debbie came up to me afterwards, and I hope you don't mind that I say this, and she says, don't talk about all that. Now, mind you, she wasn't saying don't talk about my testimony, but she was saying, you don't need to go into the details of the pain and the fear and the horrible things that you lived through because It's evident in your life. What you need to go into is the positive that God has played out of that. And that's what you want to share. And I was a little confused at first, to be honest with you. I was thinking, well, how am I supposed to share my testimony if you don't know how bad it was before it got so good? Then I heard Debbie's testimony for the first time at the women's retreat. And I was more moved by your testimony than I've ever been.
Yes.
Because, and I can't tell you what your past was anything about. I couldn't tell you anything about your past, but I can tell you that you had raw emotion in it and that God has taken you to a place that is so much better and more peaceful. And that's what I wanted to see. And so I had an aha moment, and that's when I started reading this, and I thought, you know what? That's what she meant by shorten your sob story. It isn't about how bad it was. It's about how good it is. And when we go into a lengthy description of negative events, you can be drawn back into the emotions. You probably had it happen before. You are having a perfectly good day, and someone brings up an old situation. It always gets you worked up. Don't take the bait. Once you've worked through a particular problem or issue, don't rehash it. Shorten your sob story to 30 to 60 seconds. Write about your best possible future self in the present tense. I am healthy and happy. I move my body daily and eat plenty of fruits and vegetables. In fact, I love eating healthy, home-cooked meals. My husband is my best friend, and my marriage is strong. We are wonderful examples for our children of what it means to be in a healthy relationship. At work, I am excellent, but not stressed by what I do. I enjoy my coworkers, and I am respected for my contributions. Financially, we are debt-free, have an emergency fund, and are actively saving to retire at age 50. We are getting ready for a vacation to the beach in the next month or two, and I am excited to be able to take time to relax regularly. Do you picture that? Now, what if I was to say, I really need to get healthy because I'm so overweight and out of shape. I need to stop eating fast food, but I'm really addicted to it. It's really hard to exercise, but I know I need to. I should really cook home meals a lot more. I wish my husband and I were closer. It's something I'm going to work on. I wish that we were able to say that we're debt-free. I have such a spending problem. I know I'll never be able to retire at age 50, but I'd like to try.
It's not nearly as impactful.
It isn't. Now, I'm not saying that you write something like this and issue a memoir because you're lying if that's not where you're at in your life. But the point is, if you're writing a journal, if you're keeping a journal or a diary, you keep a journal or a diary because it's between you and God, or it's you and you. This is something that you're writing to yourself. This is to self. This is where I am, and this is where I'm going, because I plan to be there, and I'm already speaking it into existence, and that's a huge, huge part of succeeding. All right, the big one, and I think the hardest one for all of us, receive positive words. It probably took me 10, 15 years to be able to take a compliment without doing one of two things. One, turning around and giving a compliment back. Not that that's a bad thing, but if you instantly compliment somebody because they complimented you, it's not a compliment. And number two, telling, oh, no, no, no. You know, this old thing, mumbling around it. And that's what I would do, or I'd laugh it off. I told you guys some time back about this beautiful woman that was walking down the street with these two gorgeous little girls, and I was looking at them and thinking, they're just beautiful little girls. And I thought, I don't really want to say anything because I don't know her, and things are different now, and I'm a little worried that she might think I'm some creep checking out her little girls. I was walking around our block, and our area at work isn't great, so a little backstory there. She said something to me, and I thought, oh, man, she caught me looking at her beautiful little, they were just beautiful little girls, just adorable. And I said, what? I said, excuse me? And she says, you're beautiful. Well, it took me aback because I'm dressed walking around, and I certainly didn't expect that. And here I was thinking that about her. And my first thought was to say, no, I'm not. You're beautiful. But I fought it, and I said, thank you so much. You made my day. Now, that was a compliment to her. More so, I think, than if I would have said, although I wanted to, I was thinking the same thing about you because she probably wouldn't have believed me.
Right.
But she will believe that she made my day, and that's a good feeling. And so I tell you this because learning to receive compliments or good words is something that you have to practice. It is something you have to put into play. It is not easy to do. We are very good at shooting down. We're very good at saying, you know, oh, yeah, my hair looks okay, but, you know, I didn't get a chance to curl it today, so it could look better. No.
It's almost like slapping them in the face when they compliment.
It is.
You
know, in
that.
Fact, it's funny you say that because my husband's the one that told me that. He says when he would give me a compliment, I'd be like, yeah, whatever, just don't ever get your eyes checked. Don't ever get glasses, or I know you won't be sticking around. And I'm serious. I said that. And he finally one day got so mad at me, and he said, stop it. I am so tired of every time I compliment you, you take it and you turn it around. He goes, I think you're beautiful. And if I say you're beautiful, then you're beautiful, and you better learn to accept it. I was like, okay. Okay. Gotcha, buddy. But, you know, it took somebody to take me and shake me a little bit and say, hey, don't do that. I love that person, and you're hurting her, and I don't like it. Well, we should be saying that about ourselves. We should be putting ourselves in check and saying, you know what, Tammy, don't say that about yourself. I don't like it because I love Tammy, and Tammy's special to me. Don't hurt her. Even if it's me that's doing it, don't do that. And we can tell ourselves this. Well, I am going to pass on to my beautiful Debbie for chapter 11. Thank you.
Chapter 11. Okay, the happiness trigger number 11 is movement. Why exercise can be as effective as an antidepressant, and how it makes it a lifestyle, and how to make it a lifestyle. So a decision. I will spend 30 minutes a day moving my body. Now, the author says she just came back from what she calls a WOG, W-O-G. That's her power walk and jog. So it's not quite a walk, it's not quite a jogging. But she says when she does it, the main reason she does it is because it makes her feel good. The secondary reason would be healthy, but really it's because it makes her feel good and just sets her up for the whole day to get things accomplished and to feel good. Exercise, though, seems easier to put off than other goals. Exercise will give us not give us immediate gratification, which a lot of us are looking for. So I think that was that really helped me because when I think about exercise, I think, oh, it's so easy to say, well, I had a piece of cake. Why would I go to the gym? I feel like if I'm not on, like, this whole program and I'm not eating right and I'm on some certain program where this fits in, why go to the gym? And that's really not what it's about. And I realize sometimes I think, okay, well, I really need to take care of my health. So even if I ate cake, I still need to think about my heart, my cardiovascular, and all that sort of thing. Especially the older I get, I think more about my health and less about my looks, whereas before it was just about, is it going to make me look better? But to think of it in a way that it's immediate gratification, the immediate gratification is feeling good. And that is very important. And when you feel good, you do better, and you have the energy to get the other things done that you need to get done. And so that really helped me because that might help me work out to think that, okay, I'm going to feel good. That's my immediate payback. So happiness is a better motivator than delayed gratification. Movement is a happiness trigger. Whether you go to spin class or dancing or jumping jacks, this will boost your well-being. Think of exercise as something to do for the delayed gratification of losing weight or preventing heart disease or lowering your cholesterol. Happiness is the one thing we can pursue for its own sake. Everything else in life we generally pursue because we believe it will make us happy. Movement because it would make you happier, not because you can lose weight, not because the doctor says that you need to, but because your endorphins are released and you're feeling better and you're moving and you feel better right away. And I know a lot of times women are much more motivated to get exercise and then lose weight if somebody makes a comment. Oh, haven't you gained weight? you would tend to want to get on this exercise program if you hear that, rather than if the doctor says, you know, if you don't lose 20 pounds, you're going to have heart disease or you're going to die. Like, we as women are often more motivated by somebody making a negative comment than we are the doctor saying you need to lose weight, unfortunately. But happy women are movers. A Gallup poll said that participants that exercised 20 minutes a day had significantly boosted their mood even 12 hours later compared to those who did not do this activity. Nothing makes you more tired than sitting around. It would seem like, oh, you're sitting around, you're conserving energy, and you're going to be more energetic, but it's just the opposite. The more you sit, the more tired you get. Being inactive, it seems like, the older you get, the more you slow down, but really it's not age. It's actually just as you get older, we tend to sit more and be more inactive. So what would you be willing to do consistently where you actually get moving? Here's some ideas. Do some jumping jacks. I don't know if anybody remembers Jack LaLanne, but I know none of us remember him. But, yeah, I mean, he would just say, hey, get up and do some jumping jacks. Do something. Even if it's just a few minutes, it's going to benefit you. It's going to energize you. Take stretch breaks. You know, if you're sitting all day, get up and at least do some stretching every hour. That will make you feel much better. Join a sports league, tennis, golf, softball. Take a dance class. Exercise 10 minutes at a time, three times a day, and total the 30 minutes. You don't have to do the 30 minutes all at once. Go for a brisk walk. And if you can get your spouse to go for a walk with you, it's good for the marriage, too, because you get a lot of really good conversation going.
Yeah.
Turn on your favorite music and dance in your living room.
Right.
So the fuel to get you moving is how you eat. So this lists some foods that will boost your mood. Bananas, the sugar and fiber will give you super energy, and if you add peanut butter to it, you can get some protein. Brown rice, almonds, salmon, it contains protein. Asparagus, it's full of tryptophan.
Also, it's the antidepressant that you get prescribed when you're on depression.
Yeah.
Tryptophan.
Helps process serotonin, known as the happy hormone. Sweet potatoes. This superfood is high in vitamin A and vitamin C. Honey. It's a natural sweetener that boosts energy. Spinach. Oh, it's not just for Popeye. This is a terrific source of iron, which helps your body produce more energy. Grass-fed meat. Animals that are raised on grass have more linoleic acid, a happy fat that slows stress hormones and protects brain cells. Avocados, they contain lots of vitamin D3. Eggs, which help boost hormones that make you feel happy. And apples are high in fiber because they take longer to digest, the energy boost you get will last longer. So activate your happiness trigger. Start right now and do 20 jumping jacks.
Well, we have run out of studio time this week, but we want to say thank you for joining us. We never close out a service or a program without giving people the opportunity accepting Christ as their personal Savior. It's as easy as ABC. A, acknowledge you're a sinner. B, believe Christ died for you. And C, confess Him openly. That's all Christ asked us to do. You can repeat a simple prayer like this. Dear Jesus, I believe that you died for my sins. Please forgive me of them now. Please come into my heart and my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer today, we would be honored to know. Please call us at Cruzy Brothers main office, 1-800-800-6121. That's 1-800-800-6121, and we would be honored to talk to you. We want to thank you for joining us today. Our sponsors are the Cruzy Brothers World Outreach, celebrating over 40 years on consecutive television and radio. Our executive director, Reverend Stanley Rowe, and we want to thank our floor directors, Sandra Wilkinson. Until next time, may God richly bless you.